The Extra Mile Podcast. Welcome to the Extra Mile Podcast. In this podcast, we follow the progress of fellow runners across the globe as they train for 5Ks, 10Ks, half or full marathons. Visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com and send us your email or audio files at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com.
Welcome to episode 115 of the Extra Mile Podcast. This is your host, Kevin. Once again, I'm out early morning Saturday, August the 17th. And whereas I think I remember complaining, whining, or at least discussing how hot it was in the last episode, the temperatures in my part of the world have completely flip-flopped, and we've had some very cool, perfect running weather in the last couple of weeks. I ran one day this week early in the morning at about 5:15, and it was 47 degrees. I wore a long sleeve shirt, and when I got done, kind of wished that I'd had some gloves on. Today it's about 57, 58 degrees. Very cool and nice running weather. Still, it is August, and I'm sure it has not turned to fall quite yet. So once again on this podcast, I find myself apologizing for having delayed another episode for too long. And honestly, this delay was rather planned and purposeful. You see, I got into the, I almost said bad habit, that's not true. I did a goofy thing and let this podcast and the other one that I've been doing kind of sync, in that I've been putting them out at about the same time. And although I'm sure none of you really care how close those two are put out, since you can listen to them whenever or if ever you darn well please, it tends to scrunch the amount of time that I have to devote to these podcasts into a very short time frame. And that is my, I think, politically correct way of saying I'm just too damn busy to put two podcasts out the same week. So, although I've had the material for this one for a while, I have purposefully, try saying that when it's chilly outside, delayed putting this one out, so that I can put a little bit more space between those two podcasts. You see, this one is not really tied to the calendar. It's more tied to the submissions and when they come in. The other one is very much tied to the calendar. And if you follow that one, I think you'll understand why. So, let's get that crap out of the way. My training, it's gone pretty well. And whereas for the last couple of years, when I have discussed my training, I've usually said something like, oh, same old, not really training for anything, just plodding along, getting out the door. I can no longer say that. I can no longer say that because, well, mostly because of that other podcast. Once again, I have decided that I really wanted to run a half marathon this fall. So, after some looking around, after some looking deep into the bowels of my empty checkbook, I decided that a destination half marathon this fall was just not in the cards. So instead, I picked one right here in my own backyard, the Cincinnati Half Marathon, which I believe is October the 19th. For those of you who have done the Flying Pig, I guess in comparison, I'll say that the course for this one is nowhere near as difficult as that half. So, Tom, I know you're listening. You did way more than I'm going to do with your running of the Flying Pig half marathon. I don't apologize for that. In fact, that was one of the things I looked pretty hard at, the course elevation, as well as the locality. Anyway, so I'm going to run the Cincinnati half marathon on the 19th of October, and with that in mind, 2 weeks, or no, I'm sorry, 1 week ago, I did a long run of 8 miles, and next weekend, that jumps up to 9.5 miles. I did the 8-miler at a 2-1 ratio. I think I averaged it about, 12:20, 12:30, something like that. And although I was a bit tired afterwards, and could certainly tell that I had run farther than my normal 5.25, I felt okay for the rest of the day and recovered quite nicely. So that's enough about my training. Hope yours is going well. You know, it's kind of funny that although these submissions come in random times from random people, certainly from random parts of the world, every now and then there's a common theme that weaves its way through many of the submissions. And if I were to hazard a guess at today's theme, I would say that it is either welcome back or where in the heck have you been? Because we're going to hear from some extra milers who have submitted in the past, but for some reason have not submitted recently and have instead decided to lurk, which is okay too. We'll hear from Ginger, my friend who made it to the Flying Pig half marathon this year, but we were unable to meet up. Jim from Iowa, he's back. He was, of course, in the last episode, but had been away for years before that, so it's good to have him back. Let's see, Dwayne, I think it's been quite a while for Dwayne, maybe a couple of years. And even our good friend Derek took an episode or two off without submitting, and I don't know, he's got some sort of excuse about putting together two of his own podcasts. I ask you, who would use a flimsy excuse like, hey, I'm doing two other podcasts and haven't found the time to submit? Huh? So anyway, he's back. Even Ron from the Lost Trail Runner podcast is going to fill us in on how things went running with his daughter at Peachtree this year. Where you been, Ron? Good to have you back, buddy. Anyway, besides those lurkers, we've got some other really good race and training updates from your friends. So let's check it out as I take a walk break and try to catch my breath. Y'all enjoy your extra mile.
Hey, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is Amanda calling from Scarsdale, New York, with a training update. I'm almost sad now that the new Galloway Half Marathon Edition is underway that I chose to run a fall full marathon instead of a fall half, because it's just so much fun following along the new podcast. So I'm enjoying it, and keep up the good work. As for me, this past weekend, I had 18 miles on the schedule. Sunday was the cooler of the two weekend days after some brutal heat in New York. And I think most other parts in the country were having similar heat waves. I got up at 6. We didn't really have any plans for Sunday, so I figured I wouldn't get up at 4:30 in the morning. Slept till 6 and got up and started my run by about 6:15. Ran on the local trail, which ends at the Kensico Dam, which has vending machines and indoor plumbing. So I figured for 18 miles, that would be a good place to refill my water and use the facilities if I needed to. The first 14 and a half miles went quite well. And then the sun came out from behind the clouds, and I just hit the wall. I was overheated. My ankle was hurting for no apparent reason, and I had nothing left. I actually texted my husband, who offered to come pick me up. Since I had left him home with three children by himself, I didn't really think that was necessary. But I ended up walking the last 3 miles of the 18-miler. Not a pretty sight. I'm doing e-coaching with Jeff, and of course he was super supportive. You did the distance, but I definitely learned a lesson. I needed more walk breaks, and I needed to start about an hour earlier than I did. I've been doing a lot of speed work this time around, which is relatively new for me, and that seems to be going well. And this weekend I'm going into New York City to do the long training run that the New York Roadrunners Club puts on. I'm only going to do the 6 mile version of the long training run because that's what's on my schedule for this weekend. And I just found out that my last long run of 29 miles is going to take place in London, England, when I fly over for the baptism of my newest niece in October. So that's pretty exciting and something to look forward to. Anyway, I'm enjoying the Galloway edition as well as the regular edition of the Extra Mile podcast, and I hope everyone is enjoying their extra mile. Take care.
Greetings, Extra Mile podcast listeners. Jim from south of Council Bluffs, Iowa. It is, what is today? Tuesday, the 16th of July. And I just got finished with another 10-miler. That's all I do this time of year. It's 10, 10, and 10, three times a week. Since last I called, I think I didn't call Sunday or Monday. Sunday I did the 10-miler, pretty up-tempo. The temperature was good. Did the 10 in 124.24. Today, a little hotter, a little more humid. Drove down to the trailhead so I could stay on the flats and avoid the hills. Ran it easy. 126 or 125, something like that. About at 8:35 pace, I think. Yesterday was a bike day, did a 27-miler on a road bike. So again, just a quick update as I continue to train for old age and train for life. So hope everybody is training well, training smart, avoiding injury, hydrating in the heat. We'll check in later in the week. So we'll talk to you later. Jim from South of Council Bluffs, Iowa, signing off. Bye.
Oh, hi, all you extra milers. It's Jenny calling from Washego, Ontario, Canada. Good morning. It's July 13th, Saturday. This morning is the start of our Limberlost Challenge, and it takes place in Huntsville, Ontario, Canada, which is about an hour and a half, almost 2 hours north of me. Set over, I think it's four lakes that you run around. It's a 14K, 28, 40-something, 50-something, 60-something kilometer, up to 100-kilometer race that you can do. During the 14K, the day is extremely bright and sunny, cloudless. Presently 13 or 57-ish 56-ish degrees Fahrenheit, and it's supposed to go up into the 80s Fahrenheit or 26 Celsius today. The trail is supposed to be pretty muddy, which is great actually, and buggy, so should fare for an interesting race. This year I have gaiters, which is new, because last year I had so many rocks and dirt and sand in the shoes that I lost a lot of skin. I'm not necessarily doing it to PR it, although it should be fairly easy. Last year was 2:48 for me, and that was with 3 kilometers is all I could run into it. And then I twisted my ankle pretty badly and had to walk the rest of the way. And I think that was the start of this whole ankle issue. So I'm going in a little bit undertrained again. I haven't really gone. I mean, the women's half marathon was in May, so it's or June, I guess it was. So it's I can do the distance. I walked the whole thing, but this is a very technical trail. Lots of ups and downs, places that you have to grab trees to go up and hold trees to go down. So it's hard on the knees, but it's absolutely gorgeous. So I just want to try to beat 2:48. Penny, my best friend, is doing it with me. I think her time was 2:02 or 2:10 last year. I don't think she's doing it to PR it either. I think she's just doing it for fun. From out of town, Georgia, Ringgold, Georgia, our friend Heather Punk has come to do the trail race, so that's pretty exciting that she's come all the way to Canada to do that. And she's brought her daughter, Kenzie. And Kenzie turns 17 tomorrow, and this is Kenzie's first trail race, and I think it's the first race of this distance for her as well. So it's pretty exciting for her to do that. What she doesn't know is that there's actually medals this year, which they did not have last year. I told her that there was no medals, and I found out later there is, so it's pretty exciting. She was a little disappointed to hear that there weren't medals for her first Canadian trail race. But there is, so it's very exciting. So, let's see. I will just, it's absolutely gorgeous this morning because it's cooler right now. There's a lot of mist over top of the roadside and the bush on the side of the road. It's absolutely beautiful. Anyways, I will give a race report afterwards to let you all know how it went. I'm actually going to take some pictures too, so I will try to post a couple on the Extra Mile Podcast website on Facebook if you all are interested. And I'll talk to you after the race. Thanks. Bye.
Hello, all you extra milers. This is Ginger calling from sunny Savannah, Georgia. Got a race report and a training update. The last time I called was just before traveling up to Cincinnati to run the Flying Pig Marathon as part of a 4-person relay team. I was really hoping to join an extra mile meetup that was happening the night before the race, but I was with a big group and tied to their schedule, so I couldn't get there. But next time, Kevin, next time I hope that I can make that work. The race was good. I enjoyed everything from the expo to the finish area and all the stops in between. I had the pleasure of running the final leg, which meant I got to run into the finish line, which was very exciting. The crowd and the volunteers, they were just incredible. You know, one thing I had not really expected, though, was how hard I would be on myself for being a relay runner. My portion was a little over 6 miles. I saw all the people lined up with signs and cheering us from the roadside, and I felt a little undeserving. You know, there I was alongside people in mile 22 of their marathon, and they deserved the cheers and the Twizzlers and the gummy bears that were being distributed by volunteers. And I was proud of myself for being there and for running, but I still felt a little like a poser. And apparently a few of the marathoners felt the same way. I could hear them talking about us relay runners and how we were coming in at the end with fresh legs and messing with their mental game. And I get it. I really do get that. And I'm not sure I'd run the relay again because I just didn't get that we're all in this together feeling that I usually get from a race. But I would definitely run the Flying Pig again someday, probably as a half marathoner. That was my last race, but I've had some very interesting runs since then. My husband, our 7-year-old daughter, and I just returned from a month in Costa Rica. We can work remotely, so we decided to rent a beach house on the Pacific coast for 4 weeks and have an extended working vacation. The area we were in was very remote and hilly. The main road was still just a little dirt and gravel road, lots of potholes, ruts, curves. There were even several rivers that you had to ford. Drivers don't really maintain a certain lane. You just go on whatever side of the road is most passable. So I ran with no headphones because I needed to hear approaching cars. And I have to say, it was really nice to be unconnected. I could hear the howler monkeys in the trees most mornings. One morning even stopped my run for a good while to watch a big family of monkeys eating mangoes. The running was tough because I'm not used to the hills, and even early in the morning it was hot and humid, but I was just really glad to have that experience. Unfortunately, on my final run in the country, there were some locals in a cow pasture next to the dirt road. They were roping a mama cow, and I was watching them and not watching the road, and I bet you can see where this is going. I tripped, probably on a rock, and fell hard on the palm of my hand and on my leg. I had some nasty road rash on my leg, but my hand took the worst of it. I lost several chunks of skin, was pulling gravel out of my palm, but thankfully it's healing, and I got a tetanus shot when I got back home, so I think I'll survive, and of course it could have been worse, and I'm glad it wasn't. Mostly, I was just really annoyed for having lost my focus like that. Now we're back home. I'm beginning to slowly ramp up my mileage in preparation for a half marathon at the end of September. A friend of mine and I have signed up for the North Face Endurance Challenge. It's a trail race near Callaway Gardens in Georgia. I've never done a trail race before, so why I thought a half marathon trail race in the mountains, no less, was a good way to start, I don't know. But we're not going out with a time goal. We're just looking forward to playing in the mountains together and getting a medal for it, even if we have to crawl part of the way. But I've enjoyed hearing all of your updates and race reports, and keep them coming. Oh, and Kevin, thanks for the squoosh. I was excited to be one of the lucky winners of my very own squoosh, and it has come in handy in all this southern heat. Okay, y'all enjoy your extra mile.
Hello, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Tom from Carrboro, North Carolina, and I've had a very good summer running until a couple of days ago, but I'll talk about that in a second. I've been running a track program. It's a track meet for all comers. It's called Godiva Track Series. It's been going on for over 30 years. It's done at the UNC Track, the University of North Carolina Track, and they have different events like the mile and the sprints, like 100 and 200 meter sprints, and the 400. And I've done about 39 of the events, which qualifies me for what they call an Ironman award. So, and this is like a 13, they have 13 meets. So, and I've been having a lot of fun and doing this with friends. Unfortunately, a couple of days ago, I ran let's call it a 50-yard dash, and started running and pulled my calf muscle. So I think I'm on the shelf at least for a week. We'll see how it heals over time. But and also I've been running also American Tobacco Trail. And doing, 6 to 8 mile runs doing that. But I've stopped that because I'm now mentoring a Fleet Feet 10K running program, and that's going to take me into the fall. And my plan is to run the Durham race, a Bull City Durham half marathon in October, and also the City of Oaks marathon relay. I put a marathon relay team with some good friends and my nephew, and that'll be done in early November. So that's all I have. It's been a very good summer, barring the small injury I just got. And I'll talk to you later. Bye bye.
That's the mayhem after. Here she comes, got the summer. Hey, Kevin and all you extra milers. This is Amanda from Scarsdale, New York, calling with a really quick update. First of all, I wanted to add something to my last update, which is that I am running the New York City Marathon for a charity called Team for Kids, and they do running programs for inner city children to try to combat the epidemic of childhood obesity. My fundraising is not going quite as well as I had hoped, so if anyone feels wildly inspired to donate $5 even in memory of my mom, I would be extremely grateful. And in that vein, I just finished a 6-mile training run with Team for Kids. New York Roadrunners Club puts on these long training runs in preparation for the New York City Marathon, and this was the first one. You could go anywhere from 6 to 18 miles. Since I did 18 miles last weekend, I chose to do 6 miles. It was much hotter than I expected, but, you know, it was nice to have a supported training run with water and all those goodies on the course. So I was pretty happy with how it went, just, you know, hotter than I had anticipated. Alrighty, well, everyone enjoy your extra mile, sorry about that, and take care.
Greetings, fellow Extra Mile podcast listeners. Again, this is Jim from South of Countless, Iowa, checking in. It's Monday the 22nd. What am I? I'm about a little over 15 miles. I'm at my turnaround point on my Monday morning bike ride. Actually, I'm north now, way north. I'm across from Epley Airfield in Omaha. See the skyline of Omaha, and it's just a beautiful morning. A little humid, a little warm, but that's just the way it is. So I thought I would check in. Yesterday was a run day, of course, 10-miler. I think I did it in about, I think it was 124.21. I had a 7:23 last mile, which was pretty good for an old guy. So today being a bike day, it was a car by me. Today being a bike day, I'm on the road bike. Rained pretty hard last night, so the trail that I usually ride on, if I ride on the Wabash, would be a little wet. Again, there goes a corporate jet taking off from Epley. Just a beautiful morning. Just a beautiful morning. So everybody get out, do your thing on the bike, in the pool, on the trail. Get your miles in. Get your extra miles in. Thanks for putting up with me with all these calls, Kevin. We'll talk to you again, I'm sure. Everybody take care. Stay safe. Stay hydrated. Talk to you later. Bye.
Oh, hi, all you extra milers. It's Jenny calling from Washego, Ontario, Canada. It's about 9:30 in the morning on Monday, July the 15th. Just wanted to give you a race report for the Limberlost Challenge 14K trail race that took place on Saturday. As I mentioned earlier, I was unprepared for the race. Certainly had not done any trail running. Although I've done the trail before, I knew it was very, very difficult, and I had not done, certainly not hill climbs and stuff that I should have been doing, nor the distance either. But going into it, I didn't particularly have any major issues. My ankle was still a problem, but not a major problem. And anyways, did the race. It was super hot. I was going to try to stick with like a 10-in-1 or on the fairly flat parts, a very slow jog, not a run at all, just because the footing, on the trail, it's very boggy. It's, very soft, and it's very hard on the ankles because, I'm constantly trying to find foot purchase, and it's very, very difficult on my ankles, a lot harder than I thought it would be. And then, of course, tripping over roots constantly and stepping the wrong way on a rock and twisting the ankle a bit. I think it was only 1.26 kilometers into the race, and I'd already turned my ankle, so that was great. So I had no aspirations to do anything but finish it. It was a very hot day. We ended up, Penny took off ahead, and Punk and her daughter Kenzie stayed behind me, and they knew that I'm slow and would mostly walk it, but Kenzie's fairly new to running, and she just she's 16, so she was happy to stay behind me. So I think we were only about 6K in before I said to Punk, you know what, it's time, you should go, because I can stick with Kenzie. Kenzie's happy to be walking with me. It's still hard to walk. I had my heart rate, my average heart rate was 157 for the whole race. So I think that's like my zone 4. So I kept it at 157. My max was 180. So I definitely was working hard despite the fact that I was not running. So I did work very hard. Anyways, the Garmin paused numerous times, A, because of the hill climbs. We were going so slow, almost backwards, that it would go into auto pause. I should have turned it off, but anyways, I didn't. So we were behind on the kilometers, which is actually kind of nice, because for the first time ever, I would come up across a kilometer sign and my watch was behind. So it was like, oh, what a surprise. This is great. Anyways, so Kenzie took off with 2K to go. She actually had some left in the tank, so she was able to take off. I don't know anyone's time except mine. I think Penny ended up with a 3-minute PR. So I think she was 207, but we don't have any numbers in yet. And mine was 259.57, I think. So when I crossed the mat, that's what it was anyways. So it was way slower than last year. And last year I walked from 3K on. This year I walked from like 1.5K on. I had hardly any running whatsoever. Trails are so much harder than road running. And road running is not easy on the knees. The trails were terrible on my toes. I think all my toenails are going to be lifting off because of the steepness of it and from smashing them onto rocks. It was extremely muddy in a lot of sections, which was actually kind of awesome. I was going to wear my Kinvaras with the, I don't know what they're called, easy laces, the ones with the like bungee kind of cord for the laces, but I ended up wearing my Hokas because they have a better grip. And they're more made for trails anyways. So I'm glad I did, because I almost lost my shoe and sock, even with the Hokas on. The mud was right about just above the ankle deep, and it was so thick. It was awful. Anyways, it was lots of fun. We finished. Nobody quit. It was hot. We had some salads. We actually were so tired and exhausted from the sun that we never even jumped in the lake. It was too far to walk to jump in the lake, so it was kind of, I was a little disappointed, but we came back to my place, threw our bathing suits on, and sat down in the river and just eased our joints in the river. So certainly not a PR of any kind. And then to top it all off, on Sunday, yesterday, I was weeding the garden, my vegetable garden, picking the peas and beans and a couple early potatoes, and I put my back out. So I'm on my way to the chiropractor right now. I'm so glad and really surprised that I didn't put it out before the trail race, but it's pretty bad this time, so having a hard time getting around. I'm hoping he can at least get me a little mobile, because I have to work tonight. Anyways, Punk and Kenzie went home this morning on a very early flight, and it was good to run with friends from out of the country. It was wonderful. Anyways, next race is actually a triathlon relay, which is in 3 weeks, I think, or two weeks, just shy of 2 weeks. So I have got to get my swimming in, so I better get my back fixed up. It's a 750 meters, so that's hardly anything at all, and then I have my 4K swim for August. And I think that's it. So all you extra milers, have an excellent run, and we'll talk to you later. Thanks. Bye.
So hello, Kevin, and all you extra milers. Hey, Dan! I thought I'd lost Dan, but he took a slightly different way back. So we've just been running 55 minutes on the trails of Mount Duck. Dan and I, our usual Wednesday routine. Hello. I seem to have lost him again. Anyway, I know his van is parked. Done about 5k today. And we explored the west side of Mount Doug. And we're finishing up back on Cordova Bay Road. I think this is normally where we cross. Yep. I went through a small wormhole there, got lost in my mind. It's okay. Maybe he tripped. So, Kevin, and all the extra milers, this is Carlos on a beautiful Wednesday morning in sunny Victoria, BC, Canada, signing off with today's submission.
Session completed. Session summary. 5 kilometers. 59 minutes 41 seconds. 11 minutes 53 seconds per kilometer. 5 kilometers per hour.
Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Dwayne from Lancaster County. Man, I don't think I've posted anything here since April, and even then I left you all teased about my early April marathon. I was heading there when I last sent you a post, and I never did give a report for the race and how that went. That was my second marathon. I had run my first one last fall at Philadelphia. This one was supposed to be definitely hillier. I've run it as a half for 3 years in a row. This was my fourth year participating in the event, but this time the full marathon. And I trained pretty good throughout the winter. It was a tough winter to train for. So anyway, it was a beautiful day, a bit chilly, but it was perfect for racing. So I'm just going to really keep this post short because I've tended to ramble a bit in the past. But I did want to let you know about that race. It went very well. My goal, for those of you that like the numbers and figuring all that stuff, was to run it in 3:45 or better. And I came in at 3:49. It was definitely hilly. It had an 1,150-foot gain throughout, which is fairly hilly for a countryside marathon like this, I think. And I definitely had to walk those 4 minutes that I came underneath. I came in at 3:49.5. That was definitely the three times that I had to sort of walk up some of the hills. But I did push hard the last few miles and was, you know, very happy with the time. So I cut 9 minutes off my first marathon, so that's pretty good. So I PR'd there. And then I decided, well, I'm going to just keep running this year, run some small. I ran a couple of nice small events. I PR'd in another 10K. I think I ran that in 45.5 minutes. Man, that's good for me. I like seeing the progress. So that's been going well. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Good. I'm talking to a recording. In case you think I'm nuts. See, that's the risk you take, you know. If you're running on the road, you're talking to people as you pass. If you're sitting on your deck, you got neighbors walking by. It works. So anyway, that all went real well. And I was planning out the rest of my year, and I was PRing a few times in smaller events. I ran a really fun 5K. It was a superhero 5K. So everybody came dressed as their favorite superhero. Well, I don't have any of those costumes, but I've got a very special one that is still kind of a superhero in some people's eyes. I think I'll share that to you. I'll be a little bit secretive with that. And I think I'm going to post a picture from that race on Facebook, because that was a proud moment for me. It was my very first time I've ever medaled in a race. And I did it in full costume, which is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. So anyway, I got third place in my age group, and I was very burdened, let's put it that way, compared to a lot of the other costumes, almost all of them, actually. So I guess I read it fast enough to meddle. But anyway, so here was the plan. Early in the summer, I wanted to register ahead of time and be really strict with how I was going to prepare for the rest of my running year. And I did sign up for a marathon in October, the Steamtown Marathon in Scranton. Some of you have, I'm sure a lot of you have heard about that. It's a nice, small, manageable marathon. It's point-to-point, downhill mostly, so apparently it rips apart your thighs. And those that think they're really gaining on the clock in the first three-fourths of the race realize with the last few miles that they their thighs are shot. And then when they do have to climb some hills, their legs are shot. So I'm hoping to plan for that by running some hills in preparation. But, you know, I was a little bit cocky. I thought to myself, man, I turn 50 on September 30th. This race is 13 days later. It's like the opportune time for me, if I'm ever going to go for a Boston qualifier. I'll never be younger in my age group and theoretically more healthy than this marathon coming up. So I felt a little pressure internally to go for it. Now, I'd have to cut 20 more minutes off of my run time. Not unheard of from the stories I hear. If I trained properly and I think I'm getting some good advice from people and hearing some good things on some other podcasts about how to prepare myself for that. I think Chris Russell has some neat ideas about running full mile repeats at a pace that can help me get to a goal pace. So that was my plan. Starting in July, I was going to start working hard toward, you know, PRing, not just PRing, but qualifying for Boston. But I'm not sure it's important enough to me, because here in late May, my wife and I went out to watch a local triathlon in a little cute little quaint town called Mount Gretna here in Pennsylvania. And we both were like, this is pretty cool. So the next thing you know, in June, I'm buying a bike on Craigslist, which was a steal. I got for $600, I got a bike worth a couple thousand. So it's one that would definitely work well in triathlons. The various levels as I would progress, I could handle that one for years. And then I started. So next thing you know, I'm signing up for a triathlon in July. So I was swimming, biking here and there. And even when my running program started for the marathon, I would just miss days because I had to swim because I needed to be at my best for this sprint triathlon, which I did well in, I guess. I mean, I finished 87th out of 212 people, something like that. And just my swimming was terrible. My biking was strong for not having rode a bike since I was 12, practically. I just picked it up quickly, and they say that would happen with those that run. So that triathlon went well. But the thing is, it's distracting, because now I want to try an Olympic distance, which is twice as far as the sprint distance in all the disciplines. I want to do that in August, the end of August. And here I am training for the marathon. So I'm missing easy runs because I'd rather get on the bike and keep that going. And so I'm not sure. I definitely am not going for the Boston qualifying time. I think I'm just going to go for a 3:45 time in the marathon. So anyway, I'm coming off of my first speed work, and I'm 10 weeks out, and I haven't even done any speed work yet. So I had a nice speed work session today. I went to a local track at the Franklin and Marshall College, and I started on the track at the one end at the bleachers, and I ran a mile, just slow, just a warm-up mile. And so I thought I'd take you through this practice session. You might find it interesting. A warm-up mile, and then I ran a Yasso 800, okay, which I ran it in the time that I'm hoping to finish my marathon. So my goal of 3 hours and 45 minutes for the marathon translate into being able to run, I think you should be able to run 10 Yasso 800s in 3 minute and 45 second intervals with a slow jog in between, okay. So I was shooting for a 3:45 average, and I wanted to run six of them today because I hadn't done any speed work. I don't want to run mile repeats yet. I need to work up to that. So I thought it was a good goal, and actually, so I jogged a mile, and then I ran I was 1 second behind. This is not even keeping track. I'm just guessing the pace. I was 1 second slower than the pace I was shooting for on my first repeat. So I thought, oh, this would be fun to try to see if I can nail an average at least. So I'm 1 second behind on the first one. And then I did a slow quarter mile, you know, one lap jog before I'd start the next one. And when I got to the far end of the bleachers, three quarters of the way around the track, I went up in the bleachers and I ran stairs up and down all the steps on the bleachers, working my way back toward my starting point. And one of the climbs, I didn't run up the stairs. I did like a vertical leap with both feet from one concrete ledge of steps to the next, all the way up to the top, which is a nice kind of a power move I read about in a magazine a while ago. And then ran down the rest of the steps, and then I did 20 push-ups, and then, you know, jogged back to my starting point and would run another Yasso 800. So that was my pattern for the first several repeats. So I was 1 second behind after the first. Then I ran 8 seconds faster than 3:45 for the second. So now I'm 7 seconds ahead after two. Did that whole workout on the bleachers for a second time. And then I ran a dead 3:45 for my third repeat. So now I'm still 7 seconds ahead. I'm thinking, okay, I got time to work with. You know, these are the games you play in your head when you have a goal and you're trying to hit it, whether it's in a race or keeps training fun for me. Then I skipped the stairs in between the third and the fourth one. I just did two slow laps, and I was 3:52. So now I've lost all of my seconds. It's now even again at 3:52, and then I hit another. After my rest lap, I hit another 3:52, so now I'm 7 seconds behind, and I thought, Wayne, you got to bring it for your sixth and final lap, or repeat. And I knew I needed a 3:37 to tie it. And I knew I had to push, so with about three-quarters of a lap to go, I started to pick up the pace that I thought, this is where I've got to gain my 7 seconds, from here on to the end. And I picked it up a bit, and then I really picked it up on the last stretch. And don't I come in right at 3:37? So I nailed my average. I'm very happy. And this is just fun. It's fun to have control over your pace and to kind of feel where you're at and work it. And so, you know, even though I've been doing this biking and swimming, which has really felt good for the rest of my body, and some of you have done reports how you've transitioned into triathlons, and I don't want to lose my love for running. That's the thing. But I do like learning some of these other disciplines. So I don't know how I'm going to balance that next year. Right now, I think I'm going to struggle a bit in the marathon, even to hit 3:45, if I don't give good quality time to the running like I need to. But I just wondered what some others of you might think about that, if you've been through anything like that, how it's affected your running. Because I've been improving with my runs all along, and I'd hate to, you know, be set back now with the running achievements because I'm doing these other things. But they're rewarding for their own right. So I just have to make up my mind. But the thing is, you know, my weeks are not defined well. I kind of just, any chance I have to work out, I just pick something and do it and try to kind of just get a little bit of everything in there. So how's that for a 12-minute submission? Sorry, guys. Anyway, I'm doing... before the marathon, I'm doing a half marathon about a month earlier, the Bird in Hand half. All right. So hopefully Nate from Harrisburg just heard that and said, oh, I'm doing the Bird in Hand half. Well, I know that because you posted that several months ago, Nate. So I know you're going to be there, and we got to find a way to hook up. So on the Facebook, when this gets released, I'm going to post my stupid costume, and hopefully Nate, you can get on Facebook and we can hook up a little and coordinate a time to meet at this race. And anyone else that might be going to Steamtown, please, it'd be fun to just get together and ride up and take the bus up together to the starting line. And so anyway, guys, appreciate you all and all of your input. I hope these posts aren't boring. I can't believe 13 minutes go by and I'm still talking. I try so hard to keep it short, but it's all stuff I really want to share. So next.
Kevin, this is Ron from the Lost Trail Runner podcast. I'm out on a long run today, and I was listening to your podcast number 114, and it just finished up, and I'm halfway through my long run. So I turned off my Galloway timer and my watch and sat down on a park bench and decided to send you an update. I consider myself the oldest running podcaster at 71 and a half years old. If anybody can beat that, let me know and I'll relinquish that title. I wanted to give you an update on Peachtree, which was a month ago now. I ran Peachtree with my daughter, Laura, and we did a podcast about that on Lost Trail Runner. And before Peachtree, I went to the expo and I ran into your friend Jeff Galloway and talked to him a little bit, and he probably thinks I'm an idiot, but I told him I had also had a podcast and had been in contact with you in the past. But anyway, I had a pretty good run during Peachtree for an old codger. Did a 67:35, which was a minute faster than last year, which amazed me. I thought I did it slow last year. Well, I did do it slow last year, but I did it less slow this year, even though it was slow. So I enjoyed your podcast 114, and I've been doing my half marathon training using the Galloway run walk. In fact, right now I'm on a long run, and I've been using his Magic Mile calculations and everything. My long runs are supposed to be like 15 and a half minute long runs. So I'm actually doing a run 30, walk 50, and I'm still getting about a 14 and a half minute pace out of it. But I can tell you, when I finish a long run, I am definitely not tired, but I do get the mileage in. So it seems to be working okay. So I'll just let you go and call another update sometime. See you later, Kevin. Bye.
So this is kind of weird. 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. race on a Friday night. I was jacked up all day and, you know, couldn't really focus my brain all that much. But, yeah, it's interesting. It's a 3.1-mile loop around a lake. Looks like a lot of people are here to qualify, so we'll see what happens. I'm probably one of the older guys, so I get to run with the 30-year-old girls, so that's good. That's always a plus. It was weird. I didn't know how to, I don't know, you know, I'm like sleepy. You know, it's 7 o'clock on a Friday night. It's like, now you gotta go race. I don't know, I'm sleepy. But I've been sort of jamming nutrition all day, you know, trying not to eat anything stupid, but trying to get a lot of carbs and make sure the pipes are clean and that sort of thing, a lot of caffeine. It's interesting, though, because I never had to answer that question before. Usually you're rolling out of bed, having a cup of coffee, shooting a gel, and jumping on the race course. I mean, that's my race number. Ostensibly, you'd think it would be easier running at night if you're a night person, which I am. You know, I've always trained at night, so I think once I get in my rhythm, I'll be good. You know, I don't think I'll... I don't know. We'll see what happens. I have no idea. My training's been weird. It's been so hot the last couple of weeks. I really didn't have any good long training runs since the Bay of Fundy. They were all struggles. But now I show up here, right? It was 100 degrees last week. Last Friday night, it was 100 degrees. I went out and ran. Well, it was 90, right? I went out and ran 10 miles just to run at the same time of night on the same day, 7 days before the race. I went out in the rail trail, totally flat, so I tried to simulate this course. And I ran 10 miles. And it was awful. It was 90-something degrees with the humidity, and it was just awful. So I really don't. And then I show up here, right? And we had a front roll through. It's been raining all day. And it's I doubt if it's even 70. I could turn the car on and find out. But I doubt if it's even 70 degrees and it's raining. So the weather, you know, the hot weather isn't going to be an issue. But I just don't know. I mean, my training's been so weird. But I should, if I'm disciplined, I should be able to do it. So we'll see. We'll see. So pretty good, though. You can leave your stuff out just by the side of the road here, by the starting line. Maybe there's 300 people in this race, and it'll spread out pretty quickly because a lot of those are ultra runners that are just out to run the 12-hour or the 24-hour. So the marathoners should spread out pretty quickly. So you just leave like a cooler by the side of the road here and, you know, run by and grab your stuff. So that's good. I don't have to carry any of my stuff. I'm going to put a headlamp in there just in case it gets too dark. They said you won't need it because the course is fairly well lit. But it is tremendously overcast, so I may pick up the headlamp. I put that in my cooler with my Gatorade and stuff and my hammer gels and my Enduralite, so I don't have to carry any of that stuff. And I threw my MP3 player in there as well in case I need something. So I'll talk to you in 4 hours. Hopefully everything goes well and I pick up my number. So, this is a strange one. This is a strange adventure. Sure is. I'll tell you a funny story. I was at the grocery last night, and this guy in front of me in checkout is checking me out. And I'm like, what's the deal, dude? Why are you checking me out? And I realized I was wearing a Chicago Marathon shirt. He was wearing like a 5K shirt. It was a little skinny runner guy. So, he was trying to, he was part of the tribe. He was trying to make contact. So, that's my funny story. Talk to you in a bit. Well, hello there. This is Chris. It's midnight, driving home. Oh, that was just awful. Just awful. I have no idea what happened, but my legs didn't show up for that race. I made it about halfway before I lost the pace. It was surprisingly hard course to run on because it was mostly like sidewalks. So some of them are cement sidewalks, which, you know, that has its own challenges. That's not a great surface. But there were, you know, the traditional New England asphalt sidewalks where the trees grow through them and they get the roots. And so after it got dark, it was a little dicey, you know, trying to run in the dark with these sort of lumpy sidewalks and the potholes and stuff and the manhole covers and the curbs. It really, you know, you had to... It kind of messed up your pace. But, I mean, it wasn't the course. It wasn't anything but me tonight. It was my lack of fitness again. My legs, I just didn't have legs. And it was worse. I mean, I've run, April, May, June. I've run 3 marathons in 3 months. This was the 4th. And this was by far the most painful. I toughed it out. I mean, I probably should have walked away at the half, but... I toughed it out. I kept running, but it was pretty grim at the end. I was just counting steps: 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and doing a fair bit of walking and a lot of slow running. And it was weird because it was an ultra. It was a 12-hour and a 24-hour ultra as well. So you're passing people walking all the time, and you know people walk jogging. So it was kind of weird. And then when we started, it was raining, and it was kind of, you had to sort of try to avoid the puddles, and so you started off with your feet wet. It was kind of, you know, again, it was kind of dicey. One thing about those Hokas, you know, they're tall enough that they keep your feet dry, because there's so much shoe on the bottom. They're like canoes in the water, but yeah, they get a little wet, but again, it had. You know, none of those, all those things were incidental. My problem was legs. I just didn't have the legs. My buddy Frank showed up for a couple of the laps, took some pictures and rode his bike along and chatted with me. But, you know, by the 15 mile mark, I was toast. So the last 2 laps were, there are 3 mile laps. The last 2 laps were just grim. I should have walked away, I guess, but I was in so much pain at the end. My calves were screaming. I was nauseous, just like one of those classic marathons where you leave it all out in the course, except I didn't leave much on the course, except a really bad, slow marathon. So, yeah, I don't know. Another marathon in the bag. See what happens next month.
Greetings, Kevin and Extra Mile Podcast listeners. Once again, Jim from south of Council Bluffs, Iowa. It's Sunday, the 28th of July. We had record lows this morning. I ran in two shirts, a long sleeve shirt and a tank top, 49 degrees. Unbelievable for the end of July. So another 10-miler. And this was an out and back, five out, five back. I think I went out in about 8:42, came back in under 8 for 1:22:50, something like that, for a total about an 8:18 average pace. So not too bad, but of course 49 degrees helps. But that's my training report as I continue to train for old age. Yeah. Hope everybody had a good week. Hope everybody has a good August. It can still get hot. So we take these cool days and we enjoy them when we can get them. So from south of Council Bluffs, Iowa, on the Wabash Trace Trail, this is Jim saying see you next time. Bye.
Greetings, Kevin, and all you extra milers. This is Derek from Oroville, California, in the foothills of the beautiful Sierra Nevada with a training update. But before I begin my training update, I think I need to offer somewhat of a public apology for not submitting to the last show. You see, back in April, I decided to go out on a venture of my own and launch a show called Marathon Journey, the broadcast that I host over at marathonjourney.com. Things were going very well and settling in. I do my uploads of videos on Monday and produce that show on Wednesday, so I had plenty of time to get my reports into the Extra Mile. Then a strange thing happened, and Adam Tinkoff, the Zen Runner, gave me a call, and I am now co-hosting a show with him called The Social Runner Show. So now Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I'm producing video and audio. Not that I have an excuse, but things have been really up in the air as of late. On to my training. We are well ahead of schedule for training for the Disneyland Dumbo Double Dare. The only kind of odd thing is we still haven't built up to the first day having at least 10K mileage yet, but for our second day half marathon, we are well past 15 miles, heading on to marathon training after the Disney Dumbo Double Dare is done. Here's hoping your training is going well. It's starting to cool off here on the left coast, so training for me is starting to be a little more pleasant. Here's hoping all of your training is pleasant. Get one foot out the door, and if you do that, we'll be seeing you out there on the road.
There you go, episode 115 of the Extra Mile Podcast. Thanks for the submissions, everybody. I love hearing from new friends and old friends. Did you pick up on the fact that my favorite doctor, Dr. Amanda, is running for a cause, childhood obesity, in honor of her mother? She was kind enough to give us a heads up about that, but somehow failed to tell us how we could all help out. I will put that link in the show notes today. So how about you stop what you're doing and throw a few bucks to Dr. Amanda's great cause and show her some extra mile love, huh? Once again, I'll put that in the show notes. Ron, who claims to be the oldest running podcaster around, not sure that's true, but maybe. Who cares? He puts together a really, really fine podcast as he runs around the... What the heck is the name of that mountain down there, Ron? My mind just went blank. Dang it. I've been there a few times, Ron. I'm sorry. Hit me in the head, Ron. Stone Mountain, thank you. There you go. Does a lot of running around Stone Mountain down there in the heat. So check out his podcast, The Lost Trail Runner. I'll put a link to his podcast in today's show notes as well. What else? I do realize some of you are not following along with that other podcast I keep mentioning. But I will tell you that I'm giving away these amazing little squish bands, almost as though it were my job over there at our Facebook page. So even if you decide not to listen to the podcast, I think it would behoove you to check out the Facebook page of the Galloway Extra Mile podcast and watch for some giveaways. I gave away 3 squish bands yesterday, and I have a few more. And they're kind of burning a hole in my pocket to give away. So it won't be long before I decide to give those away over at the Facebook page as well. What else? Hey, it's August, right? You know what slipped by? I'll tell you what slipped by. Our 6th anniversary here at the Extra Mile Podcast. We put together episode 1 and posted it way back in June of 2007. So somehow we blinked and 6 years went by. Not that I was going to make any big deal of it. I just mentioned that in the way of thanking you all for hanging in there for 6 years. Really amazing. Knock me over with a feather, for crying out loud. I never thought we'd be around this long. Anyway, that's about it. I gotta get back to this run. I've still got about another mile and a half to finish up, and the kids want me to take them to the pool this morning. Did I mention it was 60 degrees? Anyway, that's about it for today. Thanks again for downloading the show, taking us along. We don't take that lightly. And until next time, y'all enjoy your extra mile.
Thanks for joining us on the Extra Mile Podcast. Please visit our website at www.theextramilepodcast.com to see the show notes for this episode of the podcast. You can email us with your feedback about the show at theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. And if you'd like to send us your audio comments to let us know how your training is going, then please send an audio file to theextramilepodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks very much for downloading the show, and we look forward to joining you again soon on the next edition of the Extra Mile Podcast.
Trouble.